Welcome to Medified, a podcast about web dev and tech news that piqued my interest. I'm your host, Richard, and I'm looking forward to this episode.
We have some fresh news to share with you. The Dano First Edge Native Full Stack Web Framework Fresh has just released a new 1.2 version, and it's packed with amazing features and improvements that will make your web development experience even more delightful. I'm super excited to dive into all the details, so let's get started. First things first, let's address the elephant in the room. Some of you may have been wondering if Fresh is here to stay, and if it will receive the necessary maintenance and support. Well, the wait is over. Fresh now has a full-time maintainer, Marvin Hagemeister, who has an impressive track record as a maintainer of Preact and a speed-upper of the JavaScript ecosystem. With Marvin leading the way, the future of Fresh looks brighter than ever. Now let's talk about the highlight features of Fresh 1.2. One of the coolest additions is the ability to pass signals and circular data in island props. This means you can now easily share states between different components and islands, opening up a world of possibilities for your web applications. It's like having a fresh supply of lemons for your fruit store. Fresh 1.2 also introduces the option to pass JSX children to islands and nest islands within each other. This allows you to mix dynamic and static content in a way that suits your app the best. Another exciting update is the support for NPM, albeit a limited one. You can now import NPM packages in Fresh without the need for a local node modules folder. This version also brings support for custom head handlers, giving you more control over handling head requests in your routes. Plus, you can now set the status and headers of a response created via ctx.render, allowing for more fine-grained control over your server's responses, and Fresh now supports subdirectories in the islands folder, which makes organizing your islands easier and more convenient. And last but not least, Fresh 1.2 introduces async plugin rendering, making it possible to have asynchronous render hooks that can customize how your pages are rendered. It's like having a secret ingredient that adds an extra layer of awesomeness to your dishes. So, what's next for Fresh? Well, with Marvin as the full-time maintainer, you can expect significant improvements to usability, features, performance, and project maintenance in the coming months. The Fresh team is working hard on defining the roadmap for the future, and we can't wait to see what they have in store for us. And that wraps up our overview of the newest Fresh 1.2, but remember, this is just a taste of what it has to offer. If you want to try it out, you can spin up a new Fresh project with a couple of commands, and if you don't have Dano installed yet, now it's the perfect time to give it a go. So, happy coding, and keep things fresh! Now, there has been an interesting development in the world of online payments. The World Wide Web Consortium has just announced a new web standard that aims to revolutionize user authentication and enhance payment security during web checkout. This new standard is called Secured Payment Confirmation, or SPC for short, and it enables merchants, banks, payment service providers, and card networks to make strong customer authentication easier and provide cryptographic evidence of user consent. It is still unclear whether this new standard will have any impact or extend Apple Pay, but one thing's for sure. SPC is designed to meet regulatory requirements such as the PSD directive in Europe, and it has the potential to transform the way we authenticate shoppers across different platforms, devices, and browsers. In a nutshell, it's trying to create a common language for secure payments. The W3C has been working tirelessly on this standard since 2019, and they have conducted pilot tests with early implementations of SPC, and the results are pretty impressive. Take Stripe as an example. It's a very popular payment platform, and they reported an 8% increase in conversions and 3 times faster checkouts compared to traditional one-time passcodes. So, how does SPC work? Well, picture it like this. The SPC adds a user consent layer above web authentication. When you make a payment, a transaction dialog pops up, prompting you to consent to the payment terms. This dialog is governed by your browser, and the transaction details are securely signed by your FIDO authenticator. So it's like having a digital handshake that guarantees your consent and ensures a safe and seamless payment experience. Currently, SPC is available in Chrome and Edge on various operating systems. But don't worry, during the candidate recommendation period, the W3C will work on implementing SPC in other browsers and environments. With Apple's involvement in the W3C and its commitment to user security, we can hope for Safari support in the future. MasterCard is also already on board with this new standard. They understand the importance of security and trust in the payments ecosystem, and they're excited about the potential of SPC to provide a seamless and safe online checkout experience. We'll be keeping an eye out on the development of this new web standard that has the potential of enhancing the security and convenience of online payments with a whole new level of confidence and peace of mind for both merchants and customers. Get ready to level up your AI app game, because Vercel has just announced something pretty neat. They've introduced the Vercel AI SDK, a powerful toolkit that will take your AI applications to new heights. So, what exactly is the Vercel AI SDK? It's an open source library specifically designed to help developers create conversational, streaming, and chat user interfaces in JavaScript and TypeScript. Whether you're using React or Svelte, this SDK has got you covered. And the support for Nuxt and Vue is coming soon, so keep your eyes peeled for that. The Vercel AI SDK makes it easy to stream API responses from AI models. Plus, with the included built LLM adapter, you have the flexibility to choose the model for your specific application. This SDK also includes React and Svelte hooks for data fetching and rendering streaming text responses. This means you can easily create real-time, dynamic user experiences that will truly immerse and engage your users. The Vercel AI SDK is edge-ready and serverless friendly. You can easily deploy your AI applications with Vercel and enjoy all the advantages this brings. Vercel has also launched the Chat and Prompt Playground, an interactive online space where you can explore and compare different language models. You can tweak parameters, generate code, and now, with the new chat interface, you can even compare chat models side by side. Vercel has big plans for this AI SDK. They'll be adding more examples and templates in the coming weeks based on your feedback and emerging best practices. With the AI SDK, you have the tools to create amazing conversational experiences, streamline your app's infrastructure, and take your AI applications to the next level. If you were wondering how a developer of a full-stack web development framework rides the hype of the AI train, this is how. The Stack Overflow Developer Survey 2023 results are in, so let's talk a little bit about the insights. This year's survey delved deep into the world of AI and machine learning, capturing how developers are thinking about and using these technologies in their workflows. Stack Overflow is all about enhancing the developer experience, and they are investing heavily in AI and other technologies to help us find solutions faster. They're even sharing their experiments and insights in Stack Overflow Labs, so be sure to check that out. Now, let's start with the insight by looking at the developer profile. We're seeing a significant increase in developers learning to code from online resources. It's like the internet has become our digital classroom, with videos, blogs, and forums leading the way. When it comes to technology, Docker has taken the crown as the top used tool among developers. And for those learning to code, NPM and pip are popular choices. It's all about leveraging the right tools alongside popular languages like JavaScript and Python. Let's talk about asynchronous tools. Jira and Confluence continue to be the dynamic duo for developers, but this year we have a new addition to the list, Markdown files, which are used by developers to collaborate asynchronously. Plus, GitHub Discussions is a hit among those learning to code, while professional developers turn to Notion and Trello. In the realm of admired languages and frameworks, Rust takes the crown. It's like the rock star of programming languages, with over 80% of developers who use it wanting to use it again next year. On the flip side, poor MATLAB didn't quite make the cut. Less than 20% of developers using it want to continue their MATLAB journey next year. When it comes to web frameworks and technologies, Phoenix emerges as the most admired. It's like a phoenix rising from the ashes, capturing the hearts of developers who would choose it again over popular options like React, Node.js, and Next.js. Now let's talk about the hot topic, AI tools. It seems like AI is the buzzword of the year, with 70% of developers either using or planning to use AI tools in their development process. Those learning to code are even more eager to embrace AI, with 82% jumping on the AI bandwagon. In the realm of employment, we're seeing a rise in independent contractors and freelancers. And with remote work on the rise, coding easily lends itself to a flexible work environment. One third or more of organizations of all sizes are still fully remote, embracing the freedom of coding from anywhere. Lastly, let's talk about productivity. We all know the struggle of searching for answers or solutions to coding problems. This survey reveals that 63% of developers spend more than 30 minutes a day on this quest. So it seems almost everybody is going on this daily adventure, navigating through Stack Overflow and other resources to find the elusive code snippets that save the day. And that's just a taste of the insights from the 2023 Developer Survey. If you want to dig deeper into the findings, follow the link from the description.
Thanks for tuning in to Minified. If you like what I do, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with your friends and colleagues. Catch you later.